few days, I've been approached by a number of people who have raised the point that there are certain shmuis circulating, they've heard Shem Yaris Rabbanim, that there are those who refrain from making kisderach in certain common routes, such as between Muncie and Brooklyn, between Muncie and Lakewood, and so on and so forth. And the question is, what would the reason be for such a thing, and is it something to be concerned with? So, just to back up a step here, Rabbi Elocha makes the following point. He says that we know, mentioned previously, that when traveling, the time to make kisderach is until one arrives at one's destination. Where is that point? So we said that coming to the point of 4 mil, a distance of 4 mil before the final destination, that's the point of where one is considered arrived, and then on one should not make feels better. What's the reason for this 4 mil circumference, this radius around the city of one's destination? How is that considered arrival? So the Rush says that generally the 4 mil around the city are a safe zone, it's close to the city, it's a close proximity. One's not so concerned about there, the risk is less. And that being the case, you've already pretty much arrived because the dangerous portion has been culminated, and that's a point where you no longer should be saying tefillah sederach. So the Bir Halacha makes the following point. He raises a question. He says, if we assume that every 4 mile circle around a city is a safe zone, what would happen if somebody's traveling 100, 200, really miles, really a great distance, but all along the route, on the sides of the route, there are various cities. So what happens is, even though you're traveling very, very far through somewhat empty areas, you're always going to be traveling within this radius of various cities along the way. So you're constantly traveling within 4 mil of one city or another. So the Bir Halacha stand to reason according to the Rush. If you're always in a safe zone, you know, maybe who cares if you're traveling that far? The bottom line is, you're within this circle, you're safe the whole way. L'chayr, one should not make feel tefillah in such a circumstance. Now, because of this topic of the Bir Halacha, Paiskim suggests that therefore, if you follow this line of reasoning, the only place you can make feel tefillah is if you have a travel which takes you to a point which has a 4 mil circumference around yourself, which is totally devoid of any cities. That means in every single direction of 4 mil, you have to look around and make sure you're out of the safe zone of every single city, which is something that's extremely difficult to get in many areas. I'm not even sure here to Trout Lake if we have that or not. You'd have to check a map pretty well. On top of that, as far as in the tri-state area, it's almost impossible. You travel from Muncie to Brooklyn, so you have the Palisades, it's a highway all the way down, but on the sides, you certainly have cities almost all the time. Different cities, towns, villages all along the way. It's pretty hard to find any point there, and it would stand to reason along this line of reasoning that one should not be making tefillah sederach. So, first of all, how do we deal with this? First of all, it's not entirely clear how do you calculate this 4 mil. There are those who want to say it goes as far as actual distance, but you know, do you take elevation into account? Do you go as the crow flies? Do you also go, let's say you're on a highway, and the nearest town is not that far from you, but to get there, you have to go until the next exit and come back on side streets. The normal way to travel would take longer than 4 mil, even though it's in closer proximity as the crow flies. Is that called more than 4 mil or less than 4 mil? So it's a question I established this in halacha b'chlal. But more so, the halacha never makes the point, he never says clearly in halacha that this is the halacha. He says it's a question according to the Rush, and he goes so far as to answer the question. It's a question exactly how to understand what his answer is, but he does answer the question. And the truth is, to the best of my knowledge, I haven't seen any pasuk really up until modern times who said clearly that this halacha, to take a stand la halacha to say one should not say tefillah sederach. Again, it's the Bir Halacha Suffolk. Bir Halacha has an answer. The Paiskim, I have not seen earlier Paiskim say clearly along these lines. And quite to the contrary, we have Rais of the Paiskim quite to the opposite effect. Because there's a shaila discussed by the Eish Lavram and others, what happens if somebody travels, and we know travel has to be at least 4 mil of travel to qualify for tefillah sederach. What happens if somebody travels outside the city, you leave your home and you travel out 3 mil, you go there for whatever purpose, and you turn around and you come home. Your entire trip is 6 mil, but you haven't gone 4 mil in total from your home. Says the Eish Lavram, since your entire trip, the round trip, is greater than 4 mil, in such a case, you would say tefillah sederach, many other places can say this as well. Now, in that case, it's quite obvious. You've never gone 4 mil from your city, you've never left a safe zone, and yet, your travel, being that your travel is greater than 4 mil in total, the place can say you should make a bracha. Obviously, they held the fact that you're within 4 mil of a city does not tell you not to say tefillah sederach. So again, we have the right from these Paiskim that one should not say tefillah sederach, and it seems to be that the consensus of the daily Paiskim and Achronim is that one should be making tefillah sederach even in such a circumstance, and the only problem would be if you come within the 4 mil of your final destination alone. I've seen it quoted over from Ramosha Feinstein says over that a Klai Yisrael was not Mekabalist as a halachic concern. Likewise, I see from the Chazanish actually added an interesting wrinkle here. He said that today, we have much less of a risk as far as robbers or carjackings. These are pretty rare occurrences. Which is the primary concern nowadays. Halacha tefillah sederach was created because of that. Nonetheless, the sakanas drachim today is primarily car accidents. He says if you're on a highway and you have something 3 kilometers away, it's not really going to help you that much as far as car accidents are concerned. So we can't really use the same hagdoras. There's a whole different topic, how to establish just the halacha nowadays in different shailas. But as far as this Shiloh alone is concerned, he certainly felt that one could go ahead and make Yosteris properly, even in such a circumstance. So the Gedolei Paiskim seem to say, clearly that one should be making a bracha in such an event regardless. Now, if one's Paisik says not to, then you know, there are such Paiskim out there, but the consensus approach is that one should be making Yosteris in such a circumstance as well. Now, it's worth bearing in mind two final points here. Point number one is that this entire question, at most, is a suffix. The halacha has a suffix. And therefore, everyone would be in agreement that even if such a circumstance, you want to go with the Paiskim or Chayshish for this, even that event would only hold true as far as saying Shemu Malchus at the end of the bracha. You say Baruch Atah Hashem, they wouldn't say that. But you would for sure have to go ahead, definitely go ahead and say Tfilas Derech without Shemu Malchus, because at the very least, there'll be a suffix of obligation. Therefore, you'd have to go ahead and say Tfilas Derech without Shemu Malchus as you would with any other suffix. And one final point here that's worth bearing in mind, that this whole entire question of finding this empty area, finding a patch with 4 mil around you, with nobody around, that's merely a question of defining whether or not your trip is a significant trip that traverses a dangerous area. This has no impact whatsoever on where one should be making Tfilas Derech. So case in point, let's say you're traveling out of Montreal, mentioned this a few times already, if you're traveling out of Montreal, and here we clearly have a stretch of, in Adirondacks, you're for sure going to have a stretch where you have 4 mil all around you, which is pretty empty, and therefore this would certainly qualify as a dangerous trip. We need that as a qualification for the trip, but it does not establish where to say it. The place where to say it is certainly immediately upon exiting the city. Again, as Mr. Bruder says, just over 70 and change amos outside the city. Even though you're well within 4 mil of your original departure point, the place to say it is right outside the city. The question of having this empty patch is only a determining factor whether or not this trip overall qualifies for Tfilas Derech or not.